This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to Aaron Menke's Cabinet of Curiosities, a production of iHeartRadio and Grim and Mild.
Our world is full of the unexplainable. And if history is an open book, all of these amazing tales are right there on display, just waiting for us to explore. Welcome to the Cabinet of Curiosities.
Have you ever wondered who lived in your home before you did? Or what the land was used for before your home was built there? Most of the time, the answer is nothing unusual. Before you and your family, there was another family. Or before someone built the house, there was probably empty land, or farmland, or an orchard. Sometimes there are more shocking stories, though, like people finding artifacts in their cellar walls, or a burial ground discovered in their backyard. It makes you think. You never really know the story of the space you occupy. Who was there? Or what they did. But in the early 90s, some waterside communities in Virginia and Maryland got an answer to this question that they never expected. It started in 1989 when a fleet of trucks rolled onto the Culvert Peninsula on Virginia's eastern shore. The peninsula juts into Chesapeake Bay, which is a pretty elaborate body of water. Its inlets reach into the land like veins. The shorelines look like crackling ice on a window. It makes a lot of people wonder how the bay got that way. But the people in these trucks weren't thinking about that. You see, these were seismic survey trucks owned by oil company Texaco. The workers were sending sound waves into the ground in hopes of finding petroleum. Two other men happened to be strolling the peninsula that day, and when they saw the trucks and the crew, they approached them and asked what they were doing. The Texaco workers told them, but they wouldn't say anything about their findings. But these two men weren't just curious onlookers. They had a hunch that the oil workers might have gotten their hands on precious data. That's because these men were employees of the U.S. Geological Survey. One of them was named Dr. David Powers, and he knew that he needed to get his hands on the Texaco findings. It took him 4 years to get the data, and it was worth the wait. You see, Texaco didn't know it, but their survey proved something that Powers long suspected. An enormous ancient pile of geological rubble sat at the bottom of Chesapeake Bay. Now, to understand what's so important about this pile of rubble, we need to dive a little deeper into the shape of the bay. To start, let's compare the rivers on the Chesapeake to others on the East Coast. Other rivers curve gently into the Atlantic Ocean, but the James, the York, and the Rappahannock have sudden bends and angles. Plus, the Chesapeake region is dotted with groundwater aquifers, which are basically water-bearing rocks. These facts alone stumped geologists for decades, but a discovery made in 1983 gave them a huge hint. A couple hundred miles north, off the coast of New Jersey, deep-sea drillers excavated a slab of molten glass that was 10 centimeters thick. This glass wasn't just some litter that had found its way to the ocean floor from Atlantic City. It was a special kind of glass. It could only have been formed under serious heat and pressure. The scientists who found it knew that it was evidence of an asteroid impact. Further studies showed that the material was 35 million years old. Identical materials had previously been found in the Caribbean and the Gulf of Mexico. This means that all those years ago, a single asteroid crashed into the Earth and rained debris hundreds of miles in every direction. And this brings us back to the rubble that Texaco uncovered, the one that Dr. Powers knew was a huge discovery. Once he had his hands on the Texaco records, Powers contacted a U.S. Geological Survey colleague who was studying an underwater crater further north. And this colleague confirmed that Powers was indeed looking at an asteroid impact. Powers published his findings, and Chesapeake locals and researchers had an explanation for the bay's spindly shape. However, not everyone in the scientific community was sold on Powers' research, so he returned to the bay and collected samples of the rubble. His samples matched the ones found in New Jersey a few years prior, and this was enough to convince the skeptics. The massive impact changed the geology in a matter of seconds. Sediment deposits cracked the shorelines, and 35 million years later, boaters and crabbers have seemingly endless inlets and islands to explore. And not only that, but the debris that went flying created a link between the Chesapeake and other regions, states, and countries. Before humans even walked the Earth, an object crashed down and gave us all something in common.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We talk a lot on this show about what the past can teach us about our present-day lives. We learn about how our ancestors prevailed and how they might have failed. Today's story exists within blurred lines. It raises more questions than answers, and the realities it poses force us to take a cold, hard look at what it means to be human, what it means to sacrifice and to suffer. But don't worry, this story is also filled with the mysteries of science and the natural world. As disturbing as it might be, there's also plenty to make you feel lucky to be alive at this time. So, let's begin. Imagine a scene, a serene landscape cloaked in mist, with the faint echoes of history whispering through the air. It's here, amidst the tranquil beauty of the bog, that our tale unfolds. As a couple wanders along a secluded path, their eyes are drawn to a curious shape protruding from the earth. They approach cautiously, unsure of what they might find. And what they discover are the perfectly preserved remains of a human body, a man lying in repose amidst the peat. His skin and clothes are entirely browned, as if he were a sculpture in bronze. But it's clear to the couple that this was a living person. The stubble on his chin is still visible. Perhaps almost shockingly as well, the couple can see a rope still tied around the man's neck. Bewildered, they alert the authorities, setting in motion a chain of events that will unravel the mysteries of the bog. Enter our intrepid investigators, tasked with unraveling the secrets of these remains. This might sound like a typical murder investigation, but there is a twist. This body is believed to be thousands of years old. The remains the couple found are something known as a bog body. For centuries, these enigmatic figures have captured the imagination of historians and archaeologists alike. Preserved by the bog's natural gases, these ancient remains offer a glimpse into the lives and deaths of our distant ancestors. The body in question is one of the most famous bog bodies ever. He's come to be known as the Toland Man. Named after the bog where he was discovered in 1950, Toland Man is one of the most famous bog bodies ever found. Radiocarbon dating places his death during the Iron Age, but who he was or how he came to rest in the depths of the bog are a mystery. Using advanced imaging technology, the investigators peered inside Toland Man's body, examining his internal organs with a level of detail that would have been unimaginable to our ancient ancestors. What they discovered is evidence of Toland Man's robust health and vitality, despite the harsh conditions of his time. Researchers believe that Toland Man hailed from a nearby village where he lived as a member of a small farming community. One prevailing theory surrounding his death is that he was a sacrificial victim, offered up to the gods in a ritualistic ceremony. The manner of his death supports this theory, too. He was found with a rope tightly wound around his neck, indicating that he had been hanged. Some experts believe that Tollenman may have been a willing participant in his own demise, perhaps offering himself up in times of hardship or crisis. Others suggest that he may have been chosen to atone for the sins of his community. It's possible he was even chosen when he was a child and lived his life knowing what his ultimate fate would be. Peter Glob, a Danish archaeology professor and author of the book called The Bog People, thinks that Tollenman and many others likely met their fate as sacrifices to Nerthus, the Earth Mother, in hopes of securing a bountiful harvest. Glob explains that images of the goddess show her decorated in neck rings and a headband. He compares those accessories to the rope found around Tollenman's neck and similar ones on other bog bodies. Based on the placement of the rope, Glob confirms that Tollenman was probably hanged. Investigators also found that the contents of Tollenman's stomach at the time of his death consisted of winter foods like barley, indicating that it was winter when he died. Glob notes that Tollenman's contemporaries probably wanted to hasten the spring season. There's a lot that we still don't know about Tollenman and bog people in general. For now, his body is on display at the Silkeborg Museum, where thousands of people from all over the world come to see him. The museum's director said that people tend to have a strong emotional reaction to him, and some even faint. Tollenman lived and died in a time and place far removed from that of our own. Yet his legacy lives on. His tale is but one of many buried beneath the Earth's surface, waiting to be uncovered.
I hope you've enjoyed today's guided tour of the Cabinet of Curiosities. Subscribe for free on Apple Podcasts or learn more about the show by visiting curiositiespodcast.com. This show was created by me, Aaron Mankey, in partnership with How Stuff Works. I make another award-winning show called Lore, which is a podcast, book series, and television show. And you can learn all about it over at theworldoflore.com. And until next time, stay curious.